Welcome to another Quick Take episode of the Empowered Serenity Podcast. I'm Brent Peake, licensed professional counselor and therapeutic coach. And today I just wanted to share a quick thought with you that came up for me while I was doing some work with a couple in a couple's intensive. So I oftentimes will do a two-day intensive to help couples out. If that's something you're ever interested in, take a look at brentpeake.com and reach out to me. But a lot of times I will talk to couples about the difference between being relational with each other and being managerial with each other. So specifically, when it comes to what you're hoping for in the relationship, what you're hoping the other person will change or do or stop doing, or how you're hoping that they will think about things or think about you, a lot of times what we end up doing in a relationship comes down to, how do I get him to do this? How do I get her to stop doing that? And that is about being in management. And it is not your job to manage the other person in your relationship or in your family. This applies to a lot of different relationships in our lives. It's not your job to manage them. Think about what management does. And in your job, my guess is that management withholds information and tells you what to do. And that is what we end up doing in our relationships. We withhold information about what we're really feeling, either because we're afraid of how the other person's going to respond emotionally, maybe we think it's going to be too much for them, or maybe we're just not comfortable being vulnerable with them. But it is important to be vulnerable, because vulnerability is the essential component for connection. And when we're not being vulnerable, yet trying to influence someone else, then we are probably putting ourselves in a management position. And so what does management do? They withhold information. They're not always vulnerable and authentic. And then they tell us what to do. And you have probably tried many times to tell your spouse what you want them to do or what you want them to stop doing. Tell your partner what you'd like them to think about you or stop thinking about you. And when we are in a management position like that, we are disconnecting relationally. We are not in true relational connection with the other person. We've put ourselves on a pedestal, telling them what they need to do. And no one likes that. No one appreciates being in that position any more than you appreciate it when management at your job does that to you. Our goal is to be relational with each other. And being relational means three key things. Number one, being vulnerable, being willing to share with the other person what is vulnerable, fearful, painful for you. Now, I am not talking about a relationship where someone else is abusive towards you. This is not for every relationship that's out there. But if it's one where you are hopeful that you can deepen that relationship and get to a better place with that other person, then there's going to have to be a risk of being vulnerable. Being relational means that we're vulnerable. Being relational means that we're authentic, that we share what is true for us in that moment, that we are authentic about what we're feeling, that we're not hiding those feelings, even when it's not necessarily a vulnerable thing. Maybe to let the other person know that you're not happy about something they're doing. If we're in management, we're going to withhold something like that because we don't want to upset them. And oftentimes we say it's about them when it's really more we don't want to deal with them being upset. Okay? Management withholds information and tells you what to do. We want to be relational. We're going to be vulnerable. We're going to be authentic. And we're also going to communicate in a way that is safe for us and them. So you can be authentic without being vulnerable and safe. If someone is just blowing their top at someone else and screaming, yelling, being really angry, that may be authentic, but it's not vulnerable or safe. If you find yourself in a position where you're just saying, screw it, I'm just going to say what I think right now, maybe you're going to be authentic, but you're not being vulnerable, you're not being safe. We need to communicate in a way that is all three. We need to make sure that as we are being authentic with someone else, that we are also being considerate of how the information is going to land for them. And that means we need to communicate in a way that feels safe for both of us. So you need to be able to ask yourself, as Terry Real would say, the author of The New Rules of Marriage, a book that I recommend every couple read, he says, you need to think about what it's going to feel like for the other person to hear me say this to them right now. That is being considerate. I don't want you to take responsibility for the emotions of the other person, because that's what we're doing when we're withholding information. I do want you to be considerate and share the information in a way that considers how it will land for them, and then being able to share it in a diplomatic but authentic way. That is how we add safety to our vulnerability and our authenticity. Don't be your partner's manager. Don't withhold information. Don't tell them what to do. Don't try to manage their emotions. Be relational. That means be vulnerable about your thoughts and feelings, be authentic about them, and share them in a considerate, safe way. Vulnerability, authenticity, safety. If you have any questions about how to do that, feel free to reach out to me. You can go to brentpeak.com and shoot me a message. And if it's something that would be relevant for folks to hear, I'd be happy to share it here on the podcast. If you need some direct help from me and want to work with me, you can also see how to do that at brentpeak.com. Thanks for listening. Like the podcast, share it, subscribe, whatever the word for that is on your app. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.